Welcome to this message from Rinton and Lynch Chapels for the 29th of August 2021. Now, these messages, separate from the recorded services, were started in response to the COVID crisis and churches having to close. Now we pray that all aspects of church life will return to somewhere near normal fairly soon. And as part of that, these messages now will cease. This is the last one. Instead, each chapel will record services wherever possible. So bless you for listening. And let's go out today by thinking about hospitality. Can you think of a film where people are eating together around a table? And normally it's a big family, isn't it? Perhaps with lots of friends. And there may be a great sense of togetherness. Of course, Hollywood loves to show conflict as well. But does eating round a table bring back memories for you? When you were little, especially for Sunday lunch, did you sit around a dinner table together? Does anyone do that anymore? Sunday lunch. It's hospitality. I've known people with a gift of hospitality and of evangelism. They went hand in hand because they used Sunday lunch as a chance to invite people. They would go to church on Sunday and look to see whom they might help by inviting them to a meal after the service, especially single people who might feel lonely. Isn't that great? You know, many young people, particularly students, need a good meal, better than just a tin of baked beans, and need to be with a family. They often make friends for life that way. And to me, that's a vision of the church, the kingdom, that we should grapple with. People willing to extend the table, to share the meal, to see who might need to be included and welcomed. I love this quote from the Christian writer Rachel Evans. This is what the kingdom of God is like. A bunch of outcasts and oddballs gathered at the table, not because they are rich, worthy or good, but because they are hungry, because they said yes, and there's always room for more. Now that's the image of the kingdom, I suggest. A table where everyone is welcome, always with room for more. We see that in Acts 10. It's an important account in the life of the early church. A truth being realised and experienced for the early church to grab hold of the idea that the table was to be even larger and everyone would be welcome. And one reason we know this was important to the early church is the amount of space this account is given. I mean, think about it, in 28 chapters of Acts, almost two chapters are devoted to this story. So we should pay attention. Today we're going to read three chunks. So start by pausing this message and reading Acts 10 verses 1 to 8. Acts 10 verses 1 to 8. Okay, now back to verse 1. It says, at Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. So from the start, the Jewish Christian listeners and readers would sit up and listen closely. Why? Because Caesarea was the Roman capital of Israel at this time. The Romans were oppressors, invaders, and Caesarea was the local centre for Roman military might, a symbol of oppression. And Cornelius was a centurion, a representative of all that oppression. And if we listen to this as a first century Christian, we would be challenged and uncomfortable. This is scandalous. So we'd listen to verses 2 to 6. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. We go, ah. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. And we go, really? And one day at about 3 p.m, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea. So here is a Roman centurion, a Gentile, and this story starts to set off contrasts. All the wrong things are lined up in terms of assumptions and expectations. Cornelius was clearly searching for God, yet he had obviously not encountered the good news of Jesus. And notice the Spirit of God met him at his search point and said, there's another part of the story I want to share with you. Speak to Peter. He's in Joppa. Now, Joppa is modern day Jaffa. Both Caesarea and Joppa were on the coast, about 30 miles apart. And Cornelius obeys. Okay, now pause this again and read Acts 2, verses 9.